Most interesting, of course, the story of the week would be this most fascinating story about Roberta Williams and daughter Dakota looking for compensation over the murder of gangland boss Carl Williams. A lot of, I think, nonsense has been spoken about this because everyone is entitled to justice in the eyes of the law. You can't turn around and say this person's a bad person. So I think it's pretty clear. For example, if Carl Williams or somebody of his ilk was killed in prison, say in a knife fight, which just broke out, then you'd put that down as, well, live by the sword, die by the sword, in that you committed acts which you reasonably could have expected would put you into this environment. The case of Carl is somewhat different in that he was clearly induced, voluntary, he voluntarily did it, but he made statements in the murders of Terry and Christine Hodson, which implicated former detective Paul Dale. So he was a star witness. And in that case, you would think the Crown has a duty of care because it's reasonable to believe that becoming a witness for the police would increase the risks to your life. They allowed, that is, the authorities allowed him to pick the people he would associate with in protection, and that included Matthew Johnson. Matthew Johnson was known to be a very violent man, and the consequences were that Carl was killed in 2010. So the lawyers for Roberta and Dakota would be able to put forward, I think, a reasonable case to suggest you should have seen this coming. Dakota, I think, is a no-brainer that she should be entitled to some compensation. But Roberta's the interesting one, not because Roberta has a colourful history, but we forget one thing. She was divorced. It's ex. She voluntarily divorced him. They were not a couple. So I would think that Roberta's claim would be, in fact, as the carer for Dakota, that it's impacted on her daughter rather than directly relating to her. I think that's a bridge too far. But I can tell you one particular group who would be totally on Roberta's side would be the funeral directors from Carl's funeral, because she still hasn't paid $13,000 for the funeral. She did.
Including the gold casket.
Well, the gold casket, of course, was the exact replica of the one used by Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So it was very Hollywood, but I assume they didn't use his music at the funeral, because something like Beat It would have been probably inappropriate.
Would you not, as a funeral director, ask under certain circumstances for payment up front?
Well, I think the casket, I think that they may have even offered cash, a substantial amount, actually at the cemetery, which was difficult because it was a windy day, so about 50 grand could have just floated away. But I'm sure it's just an oversight that 13 grand has not been paid as yet. And it was certainly put to a couple of debt collectors who said, no, thank you. I won't be going after that particular debt. You can take that to the small claims tribunal or wherever you would go. Mm.